WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Law Talk with Bill Sherwood is brought to you by Sherwood Legal Services.
The lawyers on air are not able to give advice about any given person's legal problem over the air. Giving legal advice requires confidentiality. Attorney-client privilege won't protect conversations literally being broadcast from a radio. If you call into this show, the attorneys don't represent you unless you sign a retainer. No paperwork, no representation. You have no expectation of privacy or attorney-client privilege on a call. This is a live broadcast. It does not get less confidential than this. The attorneys can't predict how any given legal matter will turn out. Lawyers give legal advice. They can't give you tailored advice about your legal problems without an in-person interview. Please call in with your general legal questions.
This is Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com. It's time now for Law Talk with Bill Sherwood.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for spending this rainy Sunday afternoon with us. That disclaimer is a little hardcore. It kind of spooked me from wanting to talk on the radio today. As usual, we're going to start with our lawyer jokes. I'm going to turn over to Yosef for that.
Two lawyers and an insurance agent walk into a radio studio. This isn't our lawyer joke. It's real life and happening now on air. Lawyer and his client are on a yacht. Storm's coming up, and the client's kind of nervous. He sees fins in the waters. He knows what that means. The client's actually pretty right on this one. The boat capsizes, and the next day, the Coast Guard shows up to find the lawyer alone, sitting on the capsized hull in his desk chair like nothing's wrong. "Where's the client?" asks the Coast Guard. "He was supposed to be with you. How come you're here? How come you have a desk chair?" And the lawyer's like, sharks got him. "Well, why didn't they get you?" "Eat me," the lawyer says. "There's still some professional courtesy left in the world."
And with that, we're going to start doing our introductions. Myself, I'm Bill Sherwood. I am the managing partner of Sherwood Legal Services, as well as a broker at Synergy Realty Company. I have a background in real estate going back to about 1998 when I started investing. Through that time, I was a real estate investor, an agent, as well as a real estate broker at a number of different places. And then with the bust of 2008, I went to law school, and here I am. And then I'm going to allow Yosef to do his intro, as well as John. You know, both these gentlemen I've known for some time. And if I ever find myself in a pickle where I need a lawyer, that old adage goes, you know, if a attorney represents himself, he has a fool for a client, and even something worse as an attorney, which I won't say on air. I usually go to Yosef and his boss, my mentor, Bob Symes. So, Yosef, give yourself an intro.
So, my name's Yosef Cooperman. I am an insurance coverage lawyer. I work for Law Office of Robert L. Symes. We represent policyholders and insurance companies in litigation about insurance disputes. So that means that I sue people about insurance, and I swear it's not boring.
Sure.
And I'm John Koch, and I'm here in between the two attorneys. It's a little bit sometimes interesting, but we enjoy ourselves. And I'm with Koch Insurance Agency. I've been around for 26 years with it's a family business. I have actually now two sons in the agency, and we help people manage their risk. You're buying a home, cars, life insurance. We sort of help people make sure that they can hang on to those things when bad things happen. And when bad things really get bad, that's when we go to these guys. So it's kind of weird to think that we work together, but it really does. There's some synergy there, so it can happen.
Question, John, do you feel like you're swimming with sharks right now in this little room we're in?
A little bit. I start to sweat when I sit down between you two a little bit. But it's been fun so far, and we all get along pretty well, and don't take things too seriously, and we're good.
So, you know, today we're talking about real estate nightmares. With my background in real estate, I've, you know, pardon the bad pun, been around the block a few thousand times. And I have seen when things go really well, and I've seen the flip side of the coin. You know, I've seen transactions where, you know, people have tried to back out for some reason. Even just basically they signed a contract and changed their mind. I've seen things where people sell a house, maybe didn't fully disclose all the little things hiding behind the baseboards and under the tiles and everything else. And it's, you know, everybody has this idyllic sense of, you know, I'm buying a house. It's going to be, you know, this wonderful experience, and it's what it should be, but it's not always the instance.
Not always. Yeah, for sure. I've seen in my area, for sure, where we get a lot of phone calls where people go to settle in and crazy things sort of happen. So I don't know if you want to go there or not, but I have several years ago, I've had a client move into a home that they put all their heart and soul and all of their finances and money and just put everything they had into this home to be able to settle and buy it. They had to come down with a down payment, and they get into this home, and I guess it was maybe 3 or 4 days later, they noticed that every time they flushed the toilet, they ended up with a little bit of water in the basement. So that was sort of hard to figure out, and it was it turned out to be a home that was put together by a contractor that was, I'd call him a flipper, I guess, that came in, and I think there was a lot of hidden problems that were covered up, I think, intentionally by the flipper, and that's where we had to get you guys involved.
Right. Yeah, the situation was, you know, this was a young couple that, you know, scraped up every penny that they had in order to even be able to, you know, qualify for the mortgage, pay for the home inspections, the home warranty, property insurance, and appraisal, and all this 9 yards. And so by the time they get into the house, most of their money is pretty much already sunk into the property. You know, and then, you know, a couple days later, you know, $10,000 worth of damage rears its ugly head because there's a broken pipe under the front lawn.
And I think $10,000 was the start, Bill. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
$10,000 would have been okay.
Yeah.
But as things started to uncover, it got worse. And it really truly was a situation where they just didn't have those kind of funds. And they had family members, but it's hard to go to a family member and say, hey, I need $10,000.
Pardon me, Uncle Jim. Can you loan me $20,000?
Yeah, that's a tough conversation. So,
I just made a poor investment, and I need you to bail me out.
and the sad part was, it really, from looking from the outside, I saw the home was beautiful, and to walk into this house and to see the basement was just beautifully finished, and the kitchen was redone, and for the layperson looking at this thing, I thought, man, you got a heck of a deal on this house. It was tremendous.
Well, I think that when you look at it from a larger legal perspective in terms of what the law is going to compensate you for, the first thing you need to know is that there's usually not a large amount of money in the flipper's pocket. The way it works is you buy it for X and you sell it for X plus 10% after you put in the work. It's not like the flipper walks away with a gigantic stack of cash that's just there. Mm-hmm. Often the flipper, especially if it's fly-by-night, the flipper might move on, move state, put the money into a new house, and now it's all locked up. And so it's not like one of the harder parts of the being a lawyer in that kind of situation, explaining to the client that, you know, sure, they might have $20,000 of damages, but the person who caused it doesn't have $20,000, so they're not going to get, you know, they can't get what isn't there. And I think that when you look at it like that, that's the hardest part of the legal part of it, is that there's not actually a good remedy for that.
Right. Well, I mean, in the situation that John was bringing up, you know, this was a semi-professional flipper that had bought and, you know, renovated the house.
Yeah.
They didn't pull permits. They didn't cross their T's and dot their I's in a manner that we would hope someone would when they're flipping a home. And you know, the work wasn't done in a workmanship-like manner, so that's why we had things backing up. There was a floating floor with the underground river just working its way across. And
that was covered up, I think, intentionally at that point. And that was a little more severe than just the average contractor maybe not knowing what he's doing.
Right.
It was pretty intentional, I thought, which was really rose it to the next level.
One of, you know, the most litigation in this country is actually paid for at some level by a liability insurance policy, just because most Americans don't carry around large amounts of money that they use to satisfy judgments. Not how life works. And ironically, the more intentional the thing gets, the less likely there'll be insurance coverage. Now, there's never going to be insurance coverage for faulty workmanship. Right. They don't insure that. But they especially don't insure, fraud.
Well, the issue was, I think, and we're heading into the insurance side of things here, was that, you know, part of the problem also was in a water main that was outside of the home. And insurance generally doesn't cover that unless you have a policy in place to cover the water main, which is normally separate from your normal homeowner's policy. You can get those policies, but in this case, you can buy those policies for $5 or $6 a month, but they take 30 days before they're even put into place. And I think in the basement issue there was... That had to do with some of the workmanship of the pipes that had just...
The worker had clearly, or the flipper had clearly just said, let's make everything pretty, cross our fingers, and you know make this money where we can, and try to move on and hope nothing happens. It's just a bad situation. Yeah.
And Bill, I remember the whole situation because obviously the first person they come back to is the insurance agent, and I was trying to do everything I can to help them. And I just remember initially... how he felt so helpless, because he was told the insurance company said, "Hey, we can't cover this because
and the home warranty company didn't cover
the warranty
either.
Company didn't want to cover it, and it went on for several weeks of him just being hopeless and not knowing what to do, and finally,
luckily there's a section of the Maryland real estate contract, section 36, that talks about when something breaks down. Between the buyer and seller, and it brings them out to say they have to mediate or arbitrate before they go to litigation. Right. So, if you process the paperwork and you have somebody who's willing to talk, you can, within 30, 60 days, you can be at the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors having mediation between the buyer and seller. Yeah. And hopefully they come to some sort of agreement that everybody can live with.
Yeah.
I have a lot of experience with this, and usually we get some sort of common ground for everybody. Every once in a while, everybody digs in. We got to go to court. But at least the mediation point is there, and it does give us a means to be able to try to settle things more quickly.
Yeah. Well, I think without your help, that probably wouldn't have happened. That was sort of my point. It comes to that a lot of times. You've got to go ask for help. And
I would believe Yosef actually has a separate point of view on this because... he had recently purchased a house, and I would think that, you have a different thing, because John and I have done this well in the past. So when we come back from break, we're going to have a conversation about you as your first-time home buyer, and then just talk about things from there. So please give us a call after break. The numbers to call in is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680, and we're talking about nightmare real estate transactions back after this.
WCBM, Baltimore.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey for Sheldon & Sons. Tradition, attention to details, craftsmanship. These are words that are easy to say, but hard to earn. For over 40 years, Sheldon & Sons professional painters have provided the highest quality residential and commercial painting services in the greater Baltimore area. Ernie Sheldon had a dream when he immigrated from Ireland in 1962 to start his own business with the skills he learned from his dad, that of a professional painter. Now run by his son, Scott, the heritage of four generations of professional painting services remains intact. Whether you have a need for a commercial painting project like the one they did for the National Aquarium in Baltimore or a Victorian home in Lutherville, you can be assured of this. They'll provide you with the highest quality painting application backed by the strongest guarantee in the industry. You can reach them today online at SheldonandSons.com. That's SheldonandSons.com. Four generations of craftsmanship are just a click away. MHIC number 51964.
Synergy Realty Company, LLC, is a boutique real estate brokerage built to serve you. Thinking about selling your home? Sellers just mention this ad to list your home for sale with a 1.5% listing fee, which includes a home staging consultation and professional photography. Call 443-776-1846. We also have buyers covered. If you know a first-time home buyer, have them call 443-776-1846 to sign up for a free home buyer seminar that could save them thousands on closing costs, home inspections, and warranties. Are you a real estate investor? Maximize your portfolio by calling 443-776-1846 to schedule a free consultation. Or visit Synergy Realty Company online at SynergyRealtyExperts.com or call them 443-776-1846.
Are you searching for the right care? Laurier Mays Chapel is the place for you. I'm Victoria, Social Services Director. Everyone deserves a place to support a healthy lifestyle.
I'm Dr. Christina Garrison, Director of Rehabilitation. We offer therapy practices that include our anti-gravity treadmill and the bionic leg.
Whatever your needs, long, short-term, or special medical treatment, call 410-252-0880. As a family-owned and operated company, it's more than just a business. It's a way of life.
As a small business owner, keeping up with the ever-changing marketing and social media trends can be difficult and time-consuming. Let SK Creative Solutions take the responsibility off of your plate. At SK Creative Solutions, they offer various marketing services such as social media management, website design, search engine optimization, and graphic design. SK Creative Solutions is a one-stop shop for all of your small business marketing and advertising needs. Grow your business today with the power of social media and website marketing. Visit skcreativesolutions.com for more information.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Now more of Law Talk with Bill Sherwood on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Is that John Cougar Mellencamp we were getting serenaded
awesome.
In by?
Yeah.
Hadn't heard him in a while. All right, well, we're back. We're talking about real estate transactions and real estate nightmares. And we were getting ready to tag Yosef in to talk about his recent home purchase.
Yes, so I bought a home in Owings Mills last July.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that, you know, as a lawyer, I've seen, you know, coverage litigation about home insurance and the ways that all your homes can get broken. It's a nasty mess. But I actually, you know, my perspective going through it as a lawyer, knowing the rules, was it just emphasized to me how kind of hopeless the average consumer is. You don't have anything. There's nothing you can do. You see a home now, you know, I know all about coverage law. But if you ask me how to use a hammer, I had to get a YouTube video. That's not, you know, I'm clueless. So you find a house, it meets the price point, it meets the area, and then you get a home inspector. With a home inspector, my recollection is that they have a disclaimer of liability on it, which says that if the home inspector didn't do it right and the whole thing's about to fall down and he didn't find it, then it's not his fault. And you can recover at most the price that he paid. And my gut feeling is that I haven't been put in the position of having to go research whether or not I signed away my right to recover, but I 99% think I did.
Right.
And I, you know, the home inspector I got was great. He mm-hmm. found all these problems I didn't even realize were problems.
But he didn't even know there was a piece of house there to have a problem with. Right?
So it's one of those things, though, where you can't really, you're left with, you have to, if you don't do it right the first time and get the inspector and get a good inspector. It's not like you get to turn around and sue someone and get your money back, because that's not how the legal system works. So like in the thing of the matter we were talking about before the break, I suspect that, you know, I don't know all exactly what happened. I wasn't involved. But I suspect that what happens is that the flipper says, well, look, I don't have all this money, and I still say I didn't do it wrong, and chasing me will cost a fortune, so I'll give you half and leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And at a, when you look at the cost of litigation, that's usually a good offer.
Right.
So that's, you know, my lawyer's perspective on home buying, is that it's, you know, not well, much you can do to make it safer.
Well, I think a lot of the reason why your transaction was so great was because you had a really great real estate agent.
Yeah, I twisted your arm into selling me a home.
Oh, that, it was me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of arm twisting. I was like, Bill, sell me a home. You're like, I'm busy, I have a job. And I'm like, no, you're going to sell me a home.
And you also used Summit Title, too, and they took care of you.
Well, yeah, that was great.
Shameless plug.
I think a lot of people do think, Joseph, that when they have a home inspector come in and do the home inspection for their property, that they're getting protection, and I think people find out the hard way that they're not.
Well, they're getting information, and getting information is how you avoid having a problem. If the home inspector shows up and says, like when my brother used the same home inspector, and the home inspector on the first like two houses he looked at, the home inspector took the money, looked at the house, and said, look, this addition is falling off, literally falling off. And he walked away from transactions because what you're doing is you're spending
wisely
money to avoid.
Away.
And like theoretically, you could go to court. You could buy the house, and then if it wasn't disclaimed, or if they didn't find it, then you could have all these remedies against the seller. But realistically, the only thing you can do to protect yourself is to not get in litigation in the first place. Is you know you can't you know it's like a wrestling match with a grizzly bear. You can't win. The most you can go off is being lightly mauled.
Right.
And then you'd be like, oh, it was a glorious victory. I was only mauled a little. But like the real way you win is by not wrestling the grizzly bear.
Well, I mean, in one of those situations, too, the house flipper was basically it got in over their head, right? They had, you know, went in, over-improved the house in a lot of ways, didn't fix some of the things that should have been fixed, and they went broke doing it. So even if somebody buys that house, there's not going to be anything on the other side to be able to make them whole. They're going to just basically take ownership of the addition that's fallen to the earth or whatever. So, you know, the home inspectors, you know, they're one of the best investments you can do when you're doing the purchase of a home. But what happens when the home inspector doesn't do their job?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That limit of liability that Joseph was talking about is, oh, yeah, you can only get back the money you paid me. Well, what if they missed a $20,000, $30,000? Uh-oh. So there is a remedy with home inspectors. You go through and you can file a complaint. The Department of Labor Licensing through Maryland has a guarantee fund for real estate agents, for lawyers, for home inspectors, and a lot of other professionals just to basically build some sort of firewall to protect a consumer.
Yeah, but it's a long and expensive road.
Yes. Yeah, and you're not necessarily guaranteed to be made whole. You might end up, you know, scalping one of these professionals and taking their license. And maybe that's the victory that somebody might want revenge-wise, but it's not going to still get their house right.
Bill, one of the things that I always like to suggest to people, because I think one of the most common problems is water issues. So when you're moving into a house and you're having a home inspected, a lot of times they'll offer for an extra $100 or $200 to put a camera down into your pipes and take a look at the water main and take a look at the pipes under the home. That can present a lot of or prevent a lot of problems from occurring as far as water is concerned. So from a recommendation standpoint to people, spend the extra money and get a camera down there and look.
Some of the most horrific stories I have as an attorney and housing comes from John. You know, he sent me some real doozies. There was one time where I got a call where a homeowner came home to a basement full of raw sewage, and their neighbor came home to a basement full of raw sewage, and so did the other neighbor. And it was everywhere. And trying to figure out who caused what and digging through it is basically a nightmare. You start digging into the contractors, figure out what was the standard of care. Did they do everything right? Is this just a bad incident, right? Yeah. A lot of times, insurance companies, if you don't have that rider, they're going to...
Yeah, that's...
Your house is sunk.
You're exactly right. And one thing you don't want to be doing is cleaning up raw sewage yourself out of your basement. So I would say the first... rider that you want to talk about with your agent going into the policy is a rider that would cover those types of things.
Yeah,
because it's more common than you think.
Exactly. And you can insure against sewer backup, and you can, and it's a mess because there's, you know, I mean, raw sewage is very expensive to clean up. You can also, you want to look at the mold coverage in a policy. Mm-hmm. Many insurance companies don't want to pay for mold because there's reason to believe that the mold never quite goes away. So the mediation bills are spiraling and endless. And many insurance companies' solution is to put a $5,000 cap and walk away. And, you know, you want to look
as
at
a drop in the bucket.
And when you want to look at the real cost of these repair bills, you know, if you wind up with a big basement, with a couple feet of raw sewage in it, then that is an enormous, expensive and smelly job, and it costs a fortune to get rid of. People don't think about it because no one really thinks it will happen to them.
Well, it's an easy fix too. If you're talking to your professional and they're making the right recommendations, it's an easy fix to take care of. But it's absolutely something you should at least be including on your policy. Then it gives you something to work with when they.
Oh yeah, exactly. From my perspective, when the client comes in, they're like, oh, look at our policy. Look at the policy. You're like, well, if you didn't buy a policy that insures against this, I can't do anything because it's not there.
Yeah.
I don't know whether any of you guys saw the news a few days back with the fire over in Hamden. You know, that's where our office is located. All Yosef and my office is located. It's not too far, you know, maybe about half a mile from us. We happen to see it on the screens in the office. And it was a contractor doing something on the house, and something caught fire as a result of whatever. And not only that house was taken out, but a number of the neighbors' houses were taken out. And I think it was a total of 8 houses now uninhabitable because something happened on house number 1 and the other 7 are gone.
Wow.
Not a good situation for any of these people. And if there is, maybe if the contractor's at fault, hopefully there was insurance there to make sure that everybody's going to be made whole, hopefully.
And all the
homeowners' policies. And then if there's people renting, hopefully they have renters' policies. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of confusion when these kind of things happen as to who's liable and who's going to pay.
I don't think anyone ever sorts it out, but to me, it's kind of clear. Because of all the work I do. Mm-hmm. The contractor probably has a commercial general liability policy. My gut feeling, without reading the policy, so I don't really know, is that the CGL will probably pay. That thing's usually sold in like 1 million, 3 million limits. 8 houses isn't going to cut it, so they're not going to pay everyone. If there are homeowners, the homeowners' policies will cover it. If there are renters, that will cover the contents that belong to it. Most houses in America are mortgaged, so most of them are insured because the mortgage companies insist. Mm-hmm. And what probably happens is everyone goes to their first-party insurer, goes and collects the claims, and the first-party insurers, the homeowners and the renters and the dwelling policy insurers, will turn around and go to the CGL and the contractor, and they'll have to pay because burning down 8 houses, like that, you know,
and hopefully the contractor has insurance, which you want to make sure. If another tip, if you're having work done on your property, you want to make sure that contractor has liability insurance. You want to see that certificate.
Bonds, licenses.
The certificate for CGL won't cover the contractor's work. I think that's a major misconception. Mm-hmm. If you go and hire somebody to go do a job and he does it badly, and then you sue him, the liability insurer will say that we don't insure contracts, that there's no fortuity, and that we don't insure faulty workmanship, and that they're not paying. What you want is a bond, and realistically though, when you're looking at an unlicensed contractor, a licensed contractor has a license that if he just walks away on a job or, you know, completely drops the ball and wrecks your house, then if he doesn't make that right or at least make a good effort to it, there's a licensing agency with a guarantee fund that will give you, I think, up to $50,000.
And then they will
come down on him like a ton of bricks and take his license. And that's what licensed and bonded means. It means that if you hire someone and you don't know him and he turns out to be a crook, it means there's something there. If you hire an unlicensed contractor, then the odds are there's no remedy. Because even if they're unlicensed, they're not going to be insured.
Right.
And there's, you know, getting money, the average American is so close to judgment proof that as a practical matter, you're never going to get your money out of it. And, you know, that's, you know, another one of the rotten parts of being a lawyer is explaining to people that sure they have a claim, but you can't get blood from a stone. So they should have like changed up their life before they came to us.
And I know, guys, we'd love to hear some horror stories from our listeners out there. So if anybody has any stories to share with us or have any questions, we'd love to hear from you.
We're going to be getting ready to take a commercial break in a few seconds. So we would love to hear from you. The numbers to call in is 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. Call us with your real estate horror stories. that the thing about Judgment Proof, I was watching that movie. I forgot the name of the movie. It's about where Charles Dickens came up with the idea to make A Christmas Carol. And he went to his attorney, and someone had ripped off one of his works or something. And he's like, good news. When he's talking to the attorney, he turns like, good news. We have a judgment of £3,700. He said, great. Well, when can I collect it? Well, they're filed bankruptcy. You'll never collect it. But well, here's the judgment. And then he turns around and goes, oh, by the way, here's my bill.
You know? Yep, that's how lawyering works. That's why you use most litigations driven by the insurance.
Right.
Because if there's no liability coverage, there's no point suing most of the time.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take that break now. Back more after this.
WCBM, Baltimore.
It'll be a windy, wet, and cool end of the afternoon with temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s as showers move through, and then showers and thunderstorms tonight with a potential for some heavy downpours. The overnight low will hover near 50 as winds gust in from the east. Temperatures will stay below average on Monday with clouds. Also, the chance for some showers off and on into the afternoon hours. The high temperature will only reach 58 degrees. An even cooler day on Tuesday with a mostly cloudy sky and a high in the upper 40s, then warmer with a high in the low 60s Wednesday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Synergy Realty Company, LLC, is a boutique real estate brokerage built to serve you. Thinking about selling your home? Sellers just mentioned this ad to list your home for sale with a 1.5% listing fee, which includes a home staging consultation and professional photography. Call 443-776-1846. We also have buyers covered. If you know a first-time home buyer, have them call 443-776-1846 to sign up for a free home buyer seminar that could save them thousands on closing costs, home inspections, and warranties. Are you a real estate investor? Maximize your portfolio by calling 443-776-1846 to schedule a free consultation. Or visit Synergy Realty Company online at SynergyRealtyExperts.com or call them 443-776-1846.
Most doctors are not trained to diagnose and treat hidden car accident injuries like muscle spasms, back pain, neck pain, and headaches. The problem is that soft tissue injuries are not always visible on x-rays. One of the best ways to detect hidden injuries is a thermography scan. Call Dr. Mitch Adolph, D.C. at 1711 York Road, Lutherville, 1-800-511-BACK to schedule your free thermography scan. Space is limited. Call 800-511-BACK today to schedule your free thermography scan.
Spice up your wardrobe with Needlepoint. Baldwin Belts is a Baltimore-based Needlepoint company offering Maryland-themed and other various custom-designed belts as well as accessories. All their products are 100% hand-stitched, handmade, and are guaranteed to last. Choose from one of Baldwin Belts' unique designs or customize your own belt to tell your individual story. Their custom-made products make great wedding gifts and graduation presents. Have a big event coming up? Customize a key fob to use as promotional product or gift item. Visit BaldwinBelts.com for more information.
Go like a pro with the biggest savings of the season during the GMC Spring Sales Drive at Anderson Buick GMC Hunt Valley. Save thousands on Baltimore's best selection of new GMC trucks and SUVs, like up to $7,000 off the all-new GMC Terrain, or up to $8,000 off Acadias. And right now, take up to $12,000 off GMC Sierra pickups. It's the GMC Spring Sales Drive at Anderson Buick GMC Hunt Valley, 10125 York Road, or visit andersonofhuntvalley.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Well, I want to thank you for all the information I've gotten and all the money you've saved me over the years.
I love your show, and thank you so much for providing so much information.
I am now the techie geek of the family. Everybody comes to me because I learned so much from you.
But does that interest you as far as moving the music to Google at all or not?
I would be willing to look into that.
And the dog would be, too.
Don't miss the Kim Komando Show, Sunday nights at 11, exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now more of Law Talk with Bill Sherwood on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Welcome back. Again, the phone numbers to call in, 410-922-6680 and 1-800-922-6680. Today's topic is real estate nightmares. And we're going through, and we start getting to some callers in a second. I was just thinking back to my time as a real estate investor, and there's been a number of times that different insurance policies actually saved my hindquarters. There was some times when if you buy a house, it's vacant, there's nobody in there, you're trying to make sure that the place is all the all the work is done and get it there, it takes some time. And I had the misfortune of basically having a basement turn into an indoor swimming pool. If it had not been for a certain rider, I would have had to actually drain that and repair all that myself. But luckily, I had the, sump pump rider, where basically if it fails, they cover everything.
That's the water and sewer backup. I bet your kids liked having the pool in the basement. That would have been a...
That was a rental property, so they were actually still quite young yet. They weren't big enough to swim.
Oh.
But, you know, it still might have been some sewage water in there, too. Might not have been great for them to let them play around in.
Well, you know, a little bit of dirt won't hurt anybody.
You're right. You know, build immune system.
Yeah, build your immune system.
Well, you know, I'm sure Yosef has quite a few stories about insurance clauses and where somebody didn't quite understand the situation when their house is vacant, or maybe a reside clause?
No, it's people don't understand the kind of policies they buy. So on a house, when you buy a house, they give you something called the homeowner's policy. It's usually based on the HO3 form, and most insurers use a variant of that. Then people move out of it, they turn it into a rental policy. You need a new form. It's called a dwelling policy, it's a different product. My recollection is that it's actually a little bit more expensive, but that's something I don't sell insurance, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just sue people over it. And if you don't make the switch, then usually your claim gets denied. If you have a secondary home and the insurance company doesn't know about it and didn't overtly price in and, you know, didn't sell you both policies at the same time, then the insurance company might decide that it's not your primary residence and therefore that there's no coverage. I don't think that's right, but that's what insurance companies do.
Yeah, you really have to be careful. You made a really good point. You have to communicate with your agent. Your agent should be talking to you at least once a year and doing reviews to make sure things are up to date. But you're exactly right. If you have a home classified incorrectly, there's a chance that something can happen, and you may not have coverage in that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they'll deny those claims. Like the insurance companies, you know, if you don't take the right policy, then they'll want to refund your premium and tell you to take a hike.
Have a nice day. Well, speaking about reliable insurance, we have a caller, Michael Norwest Baltimore, has a question about reliable insurance agents. Hi, Michael. You're live on the air with Law Talk.
You guys are hitting on what I wanted to call about. When you said lucky that you had that sump pump rider, mm-hmm. You weren't lucky you had the rider. You're lucky you had an agent. You have a lot of insurances being sold by people calling in to call centers. They never get the same person twice, and they have nobody to come back to if something goes wrong. They give up having an agent by getting cut-rate insurance. So the good fortune is to have an agent that you can trust who told you that you may want to have this, because experience shows that a sump pump rider will do a lot in protection that you wouldn't have had in just a vanilla policy.
Mike, right. you are preaching to the choir, man. I'm so glad you called, because you're right. This day and age, there's the 800 number that you call. You get a different person every time you call. Those people really generally have no vested interest in you whatsoever. You're a number. Your best interest is really served by having an individual agent that knows you personally. When you call, they know who you are, and they stay in contact with you, you know, at least a couple of times a year just to see if things have changed.
Yeah, I look at an insurance person as somebody who's an advisor, not just some vendor of some kind of product I don't really need or want. And there's often times in situations where, you know, if you just say, I just need insurance, and you're going through one of these nameless, faceless places, you're just going to get whatever, and it's not going to be actually what you need.
So one of the first cases I worked on, it was a where you reside denial from Liberty. The guy had a second. The guy spent half his time in Florida, a little bit less than half his time. I calculated it out with credit card records, because your credit card knows exactly where you are. So
I thought that was Facebook.
And
we're getting into cars
when you
again.
When one of the Liberty Mutual had sold him two primary residence homeowners policies on two addresses in separate transactions, but like they had the same active policies at the same time.
Jeez.
And if he had an agent, then the agent would have said, you can't be telling me the truth on both of these. Go figure out what the correct thing and fix the problem. And instead, because he did it through a website, Liberty Mutual wound up denying it in any responsibility as an agent at all, even though they owned the website, which, you know, they were right, apparently, because I lost on that point.
You lost, really?
Yeah, I know. I lost. But the end result, I mean, he settled the case, and he wound up getting, you know, getting a good result. But like, if he had had an agent, then he wouldn't have never needed to go figure out what insurance coverage litigation was, and he would have solved this entire problem if he had an agent, and the agent, and even if the agent hadn't caught it, then at least it would have been the agent's fault.
Absolutely, right. That's a good point. In that, if you go out, so many companies allow you to go on yourself without any interaction with anyone and make your own coverage decisions and your own policy decisions, and it's just not a good idea, because if there's a mistake made that you make on your own, who's going to stand up for you?
Yeah.
You're on your own, and that's easy to.
I got to say too, Michael, when you're going into needing a good insurance agent, you actually had John almost doing a dance and had two thumbs up. He's agreeing with you so much.
You know what? The thing is like this: people, when they're surveyed by the insurance industry, 80 or 90% of them say the thing they crave the most is to have an insurance agent. And on the other side, there are people who don't think it's important enough to have somebody sit down in front of them to go over all these things. They'd rather just be impersonal, and when they are impersonal, they don't have any person to take care of them when they need it. That's the downside of it.
Agreed, 100%.
I sympathize.
Thanks for joining us, Mike.
I always like everything done as a website. That's, you know, my native preference. But if you have an agent, one of the things the agent gives you is the agent is responsible for making sure you did it right. And if they don't do it right, they've got liability coverage.
Yeah, and Joseph, I think a lot of the guys your age and gals your age are doing things by the internet. But I would suggest go ahead and do your research there, get what you think's proper, and then talk to the agent and follow up.
Nothing replaces a face-to-face conversation.
You got it. Yep.
All right, so we're going to move on next to Joe in Westminster calling about insurance bonding for contractors.
Going to this earlier, but I didn't quite understand. You talked about insurance bonding for contractors. I'm anticipating a deck on my house. I'd like to be sure that I'm dealing with the right contractors.
Well, through social media and other internet research, you can go and find other people's recommendations, see how they've treated customers in the past. But if you're trying just to basically find out if they're insured or if they're bonded and licensed, you want to go to the Department of Labor Licensing website and find out who is licensed. There's a link to that.
Yeah, the MHIC, I think. The DLLR does the licensing, but MHIC, and I think Maryland Home Improvement Commission, you can look up whether they're licensed. I think you can look up if they've posted a bond, because I believe they're required to post a bond. Yeah,
you can always ask them for proof of it, too.
Ask for a copy from the contractor directly is what I would do. Let me see your proof of your bond. Let me see your insurance certificate, and they should be able to provide that for you.
Yeah, it's like, because it's a piece of paper, and it's correlates with being a legitimate business and having, you know, going, crossing all the I's and dotting all the I's and crossing the T's.
Yep, and the other thing, I think if the contractor's coming in a lot less expensive than the other two or three quotes that you're getting, there's probably something to look at. So make sure that you know, they have the proper license and the proper bond, because that does cost a little bit extra, but in the long run, it's worth it.
Yeah. All right, so we do need to hop off to a break. Hang in there, Joe, for the rest of your answer. And then we got Bill still on hold in Dayton, Ohio. I don't know how we're reaching out that, but we do have a commercial break coming up. Hang tight.
Synergy Realty Company, LLC, is a boutique real estate brokerage built to serve you. Thinking about selling your home? Sellers just mention this ad to list your home for sale with a 1.5% listing fee, which includes a home staging consultation and professional photography. Call 443-776-1846. We also have buyers covered. If you know a first-time home buyer, have them call 443-776-1846 to sign up for a free home buyer seminar that could save them thousands on closing costs, home inspections, and warranties. Are you a real estate investor? Maximize your portfolio by calling 443-776-1846 to schedule a free consultation. Or visit Synergy Realty Company online at SynergyRealtyExperts.com or call them 443-776-1846.
1-800-246.
Most doctors are not trained to diagnose and treat hidden car accident injuries like muscle spasms, back pain, neck pain, and headaches. The problem is that soft tissue injuries are not always visible on x-rays. One of the best ways to detect hidden injuries is a thermography scan. Call Dr. Mitch Adolph, D.C. at 1711 York Road, Lutherville. 1-800-511-BACK. To schedule your free thermography scan. Space is limited. Call 800-511-BACK today to schedule your free thermography scan.
As a small business owner, keeping up with the ever-changing marketing and social media trends can be difficult and time-consuming. Let SK Creative Solutions take the responsibility off of your plate. At SK Creative Solutions, they offer various marketing services such as social media management, website design, search engine optimization, and graphic design. SK Creative Solutions is a one-stop shop for all of your small business marketing and advertising needs. Grow your business today with the power of social media and website marketing. Visit SKCreativeSolutions.com for more information. It's Baltimore's number one marketplace, Radio Flea Market with Jay Harris, Sunday mornings from 7 until 8 a.m., exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now more of Law Talk with Bill Sherwood on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Welcome back. This is Bill Sherwood. I'm joined by Yosef Cooperman and John Koch. Before the break, we were talking about real estate nightmares, and we were basically focused on contractors and how to know if they're legitimate. The last caller, Joe, and wonders about someone building a deck on the back of his house, and basically, at the end of it, just ask for a copy of the bond. I mean, that's the one thing that, we can be sure of. If they have some sort of binder or something, there's some money there backing up just to show that the contractor is actually legitimate and doing good business practices, at least we hope. Another thing that these builders can always do is make sure when they're doing work, what you can do when you have a builder is make sure they're pulling permits on your work through whatever state or jurisdiction that you're in. If you're in Baltimore County, make sure they're pulling Baltimore County permits or whatever, wherever. If there's a lack of permits, they may not be doing the work in a workmanship-like manner. There may be some problems that will pop up later on. And in that line, we have a call from Bill in Dayton, Ohio. That's a pretty far reach to see where what he's talking about. Hi, Bill. This is Bill.
Yep. Hi, this is for John.
Okay.
My question is, Local
we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you there, Bill.
Systems are now required in the Baltimore area. Is that only on new construction or repairing current homes and condos? And if so, how can I protect myself against additional costs of a sprinkler system after a plumbing?
Bill, thanks for the question. This is John Koch. I appreciate you calling in. Bill, Dayton, Ohio, but now I'm proud to say Bill and I are actually friends and we've had this discussion over the air. So it was a little bit of a plant that he's calling in here. I wasn't sure if he was going to call, but Bill, thanks for calling in. And it is a topic that I thought we should probably cover today. I didn't know if we were going to get into it or not, but since you brought it up, but building codes coverage, in Baltimore County and in many counties, there's codes that are required, and Yosef may have some input on this, but when they go to build a house, for instance, now in Baltimore County, you have to have a sprinkler system built into your house. So if you have an older home, your house doesn't have a sprinkler in it. So if that house burns down and the house has to be rebuilt, now you have to put a sprinkler system in it. And from the insurance company standpoint, they're only going to rebuild your house the way it was prior to the loss. So if you had a sprinkler in it, they'll go ahead and put it in. If you don't, you're going to come up short on building that home because I think the cost of sprinkler systems can add roughly 10 to 15% of the home. So if you're building a $300,000 house, that you can come up 30 grand short. And there's also recently, I don't know how recent, but I found out from the latest storm that there's also a thing called a frost guard that now has to go on when you're going to put a roof on that prevents ice damming. And you have to, so if that's part of a claim, if you had a frost shield on the roof, they'll go ahead and cover it. But if you didn't have a frost shield, they may not cover that, and you may end up some additional expense. So
the insurance company only has to, by contract, put the house back to where it was.
Yes.
The laws of the jurisdiction may have changed since the policy kicked in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little bit of a gray area.
If you have the right rider on the policy, which we push, you're going to be covered. If you don't.
Yeah, you can, especially in, depends on the age of your house, obviously. It's like Baltimore City, for example, and like Camden Woodbury has buildings that were erected before Abraham Lincoln took the oath of office. That's the scale of age. And in America, that makes the city ancient. Especially because many American downtowns from that period have burned down. Chicago, for example, or San Francisco both got burned down. Downtown Baltimore burned down in 1904. But Hamden still has these old millstone buildings. And there, if you have to go and do a complete rebuild, then you're going to be start looking at a whole bunch of upgrades to accommodate modern electric code.
Yes.
I mean, the same way that, you know, Baltimore City has a huge problem with lead paint. And lead paint remediation, which, if I'm remembering, most policies aren't going to cover if you're a landlord and you give someone lead paint poisoning, because the damages are so astronomical that the insurance companies don't want to touch it. But you can buy a rider. I mean, you can insure.
Yeah.
You can pay a little extra and never have to worry about it.
Yeah, and a little extra is really all it is. It's building codes, coverage, you call all of those things. Maybe even you have older windows in the home and they don't, you know, there's a new code that says they have to be a certain R-rated thermally,
thermally. What if it's a historic tax district where you have to have wood windows put back in and you have the R code, you're going to be in a little bit more of a pickle.
Absolutely. But hey, for $40 a year, you can have that rider on there and all those issues sort of go away.
And I think when you look at how people use their policies, people don't make small claims because they're afraid that the rates will go up.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a policy basically in the event of something so catastrophic you can't pay out of pocket. And when you make that investment, a policy that will only pay 90% of the way, the goal is to never wind up with a bag that you can't afford.
Yeah.
And if you're going to wind up with, you know, a huge bill to go upgrade your house from 1850s non-building code to, you know, 2018 building code, then that's, you know, what's the point of an insurance policy that leaves you with a bill you can't afford? I mean, the whole point of these policies is so you don't get there.
Absolutely.
Well, harkens back to the conversation we were having last week about people waiving PIP coverage. You know, if for the cost of one cup of coffee a month, you know, you can have all these things covered. But I mean, everybody's penny wise and pound foolish about something.
Yeah, it's tempting because when you call and you're shopping for insurance, it's just tempting to take the cheapest thing out there because we're all on a budget,
right?
And we're all trying to save a few dollars. But
and most people never make a claim.
And most people never make a claim. That's true. But I've been around long enough, and I tell you, Murphy's Law will apply. You got to be careful. Get the right coverage in place.
I do want to take a second here. Thanks to Bill in Dayton, Ohio, for reaching out to us.
Absolutely.
Have a great Sunday. And I did want to take a second here and give a good thank you to some of our sponsors, Spinal Life. They've actually helped me out. As you know, we were making jokes last week. You know, I tend to play bumper cars, so I've needed some help with some spinal decompression a number of times.
Biggest client,
yeah, probably
personally.
Yeah. Yeah, and every time I get in a car, you know, Allstate gets scared, right? So, Spinal Life, they do help out with a lot of back injuries. I would, you know, reach out to them if you're having any kind of back issues. And we'll be back with more with Law Talk after these commercial messages. Thanks.
Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.
Upping the ante over Syria. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. On top of this weekend's airstrikes in Syria, the Trump administration will impose new sanctions on Russia for continuing to enable Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley on Fox News Sunday.
The military strikes did not have to happen if Russia had not covered for Assad. Six times they vetoed chemical weapons resolutions related to Syria. And this last resolution that they had, they only had 3 votes out of 15. The international community is telling Russia that either you make a decision on how you act and when you act, or the rest of us will make a decision in isolating you.
Russia denies allegations of a recent chemical attack in Syria that prompted the Allied attack. The volunteer rescue group in Syria known as the White Helmets saying government forces resumed air raids on civilian homes today. Fired FBI Director James Comey casting the latest stone in his feud with President Trump. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Steve Comey took to the president's usual outlet, Twitter, to outline the premise of his book, A Higher Loyalty. Comey says it's a book about ethical leadership and that three presidents are mentioned within it, two that help illustrate the values and one as a counterpoint. President Trump has blasted Comey on Twitter, calling him slippery and referring to the memos Comey kept of their meetings as self-serving and fake. Three House committees are asking to see those memos to assess any inconsistencies with what's in Comey's book, which hit store shelves Tuesday, Steve.
Grinnell, word that former First Lady Barbara Bush is in failing health, and after a recent series of hospitalizations, she will not seek additional medical treatment. A statement from President George H.W. Bush's office saying the 92-year-old will focus on comfort care. The statement adding Mrs. Bush is surrounded by family and appreciates the many kind messages. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
These kinds of April showers don't bring Mayflowers in the Midwest.
Really big snow today. These are your snowfall totals, widespread getting up to a foot, some spots getting up over 2 feet with this mid-April snow. On top of all of that, we've got some severe weather stretching down across the country.
Fox News meteorologist Adam Klotz, the storm system blamed for at least 3 deaths. Attorneys for President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, have until tonight to file motions in a court battle over documents seized by the FBI.
Lawyers will be back in a New York courtroom on Monday as a judge weighs what to do with Michael Cohen's documents and other material taken by the FBI during a raid last week. Michael Avenatti, who represents adult film actress Stormy Daniels, is also watching the case closely.
My client's documents are some of the documents that were seized in connection with the search warrants.
Cohen says the seized material is protected by attorney-client privilege. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Somebody order marijuana with that?
The Norris family in Houston on Friday night decided to get some McDonald's for dinner, but when they got home...
As soon as I opened it, there was marijuana sitting right on the top inside of a sandwich bag.
And obviously stunned Charlene Norris, who was about to serve the meals to her kids. They immediately contacted the location about what happened. They said someone had taken their food by mistake, then gave it back to the restaurant, and then it was given to the Norris family as they were waiting in the drive-thru. It didn't all add up, so the Norris family took their own measures.
We called the police.
The McDonald's location did give them a full refund and a new meal. Still no explanation on how the mystery marijuana ended up with the burgers and fries.
Fox's Jim McKay. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin apologizing for saying kids were left home alone and sexually abused while teachers protested over pay at the state capitol last week. The Republican governor saying he did not intend to hurt anyone. The State House of Representatives condemning Bevin in 2 separate resolutions. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
WCBM, Baltimore.
It'll be a windy, wet, and cool end of the afternoon with temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s as showers move through, and then showers and thunderstorms tonight with a potential for some heavy downpours. The overnight low will hover near 50 as winds gust in from the east. Temperatures will stay below average on Monday with clouds. Also, the chance for some showers off and on into the afternoon hours. The high temperature will only reach 58 degrees. An even cooler day on Tuesday with a mostly cloudy sky in the high of the upper 40s, then warmer with a high in the low 60s Wednesday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
It's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there.
I never knew this place was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Honey, I think we need a new fence.
A new fence? Why?
Well, for starters, to keep the kids safe, control our pets, protect the landscaping, enhance the architecture.
Whoa, 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 what?
Define our property boundaries, overall privacy, enhance home security, add to the property value.
Wow, if only you'd done some research. I'll call Long Fence.
No need. Already got a free estimate at longfence.com.
WCBM is proud to announce that Anderson is the official auto dealer of WCBM, so please be sure to visit Anderson in Hunt Valley when buying a Honda, Buick, or GMC. Thank you.
The WCBM studios are brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call our friend Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Law Talk with Bill Sherwood is brought to you by Sherwood Legal Services.
The lawyers on air are not able to give advice about any given person's legal problem over the air. Giving legal advice requires confidentiality. Attorney-client privilege won't protect conversations literally being broadcast from a radio. If you call into this show, the attorneys don't represent you unless you sign a retainer. No paperwork, no representation. You have no expectation of privacy or attorney-client privilege on a call. This is a live broadcast. It does not get less confidential than this. The attorneys can't predict how any given legal matter will turn out. Lawyers give legal advice. They can't give you tailored advice about your legal problems without an in-person interview. Please call in with your general legal questions.
And now more of Law Talk with Bill Sherwood on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Thanks. Welcome back into our last half hour. The call-in number is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And today's topic is still real estate nightmares. When we're over the break, we're kind of talking. I actually have a recollection of the time I first purchased a home. It was right after I listened to Carlton Sheets and was figured out how to purchase the home with no money down. I actually ended up negotiating to the point where I only spent $100 to get that first home. So I kind of patted myself on the back. And then 3 months down the road, I got a really angry letter from an attorney that's going to remain nameless because he's still practicing out there, that I had not paid my ground rent. And he wanted to foreclose on my home. I didn't even know there was ground rent. I had no clue what ground rent was.
Oh, boy.
You know? And then I had the angry, you know, lawyer letter that everybody dreads, even me. So
they still do ground rent.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. They okay. Tried to ban ground rent by putting it into a registry, but they decided that was unconstitutional. And now there's a lot of ambiguity about what the active ground rent statute is, because, like, they repealed the old one and put it in a new one, but the new one's unconstitutional, so is the old one back in, I guess?
Yeah. It just sounds, you know, it's basically your typical legal quagmire, right? Well,
it's an old school legal quagmire with leftover feudal dues because the people who founded Maryland thought that they could set up some sort of feudal aristocracy. It's a very weird and very Maryland problem to have.
Well,
but anyways,
my feudal lord was coming after me.
Basically.
Right. You know, and, you know, this was before they capped the attorney's fees on trying to find out who lived at a home instead of just knocking on the door. This nice guy, ran to build like $5,000 over maybe 3 years of 12-hour payments. Okay,
I'm not shocked.
Well, you know, luckily I was fortunate enough to buy title insurance when I was doing all the math. But like, see, on the settlement statement, it was like you could buy some for yourself and some for the lender. Since I wasn't paying for it anyway, I negotiated that $100 deal. So I went ahead and purchased it. It was the smartest thing I had done, even though I really didn't do it. You know, it was almost autopilot. But they came in, they paid off the angry lawyer and paid off the ground rent.
Yeah, people don't realize it, but that title insurance, and I know we love Howard over at Summit Title, Howard Weinstein, but boy, you can really get into a pickle. Can there be a lien on a property that you don't know about, or a judgment?
What you're doing is you're ensuring that the title is what it says it is, and you think that in a normal
ensuring that it's
world,
marketable to yeah. future people,
and you're ensuring that the person can convey it all. There aren't any prior liens, and you think that it would never pay out because you can find all the prior liens. You just have to check all the boxes, but there are dial disputes, there are undisclosed easements, things happen, and you usually find out about them well afterwards. And, that's what the title insurance is for.
A good title company will do all these things and make sure there's no headaches there.
Yeah, exactly.
We've all heard of the horror stories where, they forgot about grandma's, undisclosed lien on the property or easement or whatever, and it causes a settlement to go sideways.
Good investment, right?
Right.
For a few hundred dollars. And is it mandatory to have that
no.
in a settlement?
So, no.
Again, if you're trying to save a few bucks,
well,
it may
the lender
not be a great
the
idea.
Lender makes you protect their interest, but your interest is do you choose to insure against this risk or not?
Right.
And one of the things I got to say, this is a shameless plug for one of our sponsors, Summit Title, but I have personally used them for my own transactions as well as those for the people I represent. I even got Yosef to use them on his transaction when he was buying a house, and everybody's always happy. They always do a wonderful job.
They're very
so
thorough.
Check
I've
them out.
I've used yep. them myself, and I agree.
And
very
no
thorough.
Drama.
Yeah. And
no
that,
drama.
And, well, usually the drama only comes in when the two agents are butting their heads over, who's right in the transaction, right? Well, I always like to get congratulated on things, and right now we have a caller who wants to give us a compliment, so let's hear what they can say. Hi, this is Bill Sherwood. Is this Thomas in Catonsville?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Sherwood and your guest. Let me just mention, I'm not a person that knows any of you. I started listening last week. I can't stop listening, and I told all my friends to listen in. I've never heard so many good tips on real estate, automobiles, and those sponsors you have are unbelievable, like the fellow, the Mitch Adolf or whatever his name is, with the thermometry scan.
Yes.
I have a friend that needs that with soft tissue. I've got a friend that I told about the real estate listing at with the Synergy Realty.
Yes.
But what really caught me was, I don't know you fellas, and this show should be like must listening for most people. I'm glad CBM put you on, and you have a gentleman there today that really impressed me. He had a caller from out of state, and he gave the caveat by saying, this is a plant. This guy knows me, and he's calling in, and I'm glad he did, and I just wanted to thank him for the question. I said, that's an honest thing to do. Most people would never say that. But I want to compliment you guys. Great show, and I'm going to be calling each and every one of you. I just thought I would call and say that to you because so many of the shows you hear are vitamin shows and other kinds of shows. They're not practical. I mean, this is day-to-day. You said stuff today about sump pumps, and I'm going to call my insurance agent tomorrow. I don't have that coverage. And thank God you said all this stuff. I just wanted to thank you, Mr. Sherwood. You and your staff doing
well. Thomas, I got to say thank you for listening. We love that we have one loyal listener right now.
Yeah.
And the check's in the mail.
We may have to widen the door to get our heads out of the door, out of the studio. So thanks, Thomas.
You're very welcome, sir. Please keep up the good work.
All right. We look to hear from you next week, too.
You will. Thanks. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's great that we're starting to build our fan base,
yeah.
right?
Well, and I think if we give out some helpful hints and information, we're here to help people.
Yeah.
And again, we are honest, I think, and it's good to hear somebody else vouch for that. And we're here for you.
And honestly, last week we did speak to Tom, but that was the only interaction we've ever had with Tom. Full disclosure. Hopefully we'll hear from him next week, and he'll be a repeat listener. Again, for anybody else that wants to call in, the numbers to call in is 410-922-6680. Again, 1-800-922-6680. And we've went through a lot of these things here, talking about different nightmare scenarios with real estate. One of the things that basically flashes back from my time when I was actually clerking for Yosef's boss, Bob, we would always have these really weird outliers that would come in, and as far as insurance claims go, that some things wouldn't wouldn't really just mesh. And what a reason the insurance company wouldn't pay.
That's because you were working for my boss, Bob, and all we do is insurance coverage.
Right, right. But
they only give us the outliers.
Right. But, you know, one of the things that kind of stood out to me was there was, you know, there was always these, like, these really weird black swan events that would just, like, you would think that would never happen. And they just, you know, some poor soul had something that wasn't insured, or maybe the insurance company said, hey, we really didn't think about this as being something we'd have to pay for, so let's find a way out of it. Sorry, John. But
every day, I think I've heard everything. Again, I've been doing this for over 26 years, and every day there's something new and different that pops up. It's crazy.
Well, okay, what if you have, you know, you're having a cookout, and... You know, Fluffy's a normally happy dog, but Fluffy wants the hamburger, you know, and the kid happens to be walking by with the hamburger, and the dog takes a nip out of the neighbor's kid, right?
Hey,
is your insurance company going to cover it?
Well, Fluffy, and it's funny you mentioned that, because everybody will say, I just have friends and family over. I don't really have a reason to have a good amount of liability. I'm never really going to get sued. I don't have parties. Well, we've actually seen family members sue each other where a child has been bitten by a dog, and I can think several years back, and actually in the face, and the child required surgeries and different. And the family didn't have any health insurance, so they had no other choice but to go after their own brother.
People perceive suing your family members as sociopathic, and at some level that's true, because, like, from my perspective, someone who doesn't do family law, most family law consists of family members taking all their money, giving it to the lawyer, and not getting happier. And I'm not sure why they always go to the trouble. But from my perspective,
you can tune in next week because that's what we're talking about, family law.
So from my perspective as an insurance lawyer, when you buy an insurance policy that protects you against possible harms you cause, and then your dog bites, you know, it bites your relatives. The relatives sue you. They're not suing you. They need to sue you to go unlock that enormous liability policy. It's not your money that pays them. It's your insurer's money that pays them. And you, it's not like, oh, that was just a fluke. You took a bet with an insurance company that they would compensate anyone you accidentally hurt. Mm-hmm. And you accidentally hurt them by, like, letting Fluffy eat them. And, like, I'm terrified of dogs. So I sympathize. You took a bet with your insurance company to go and make the people who are hurt by Fluffy whole. Mm-hmm. And the idea that if they're your relatives, then they shouldn't be made whole, because then, you know, then, like, a mega corporation like Allstate might need to pay. Like, you went and you bought the product so Allstate would make them whole, because if you don't, then it's not like, oh, then someone else will. Then no one will make them whole.
Yeah. A lot of times, you're right. It's not a personal vendetta or decision. It's just they have to do it. They don't have any other choice.
Well, I mean, exactly. And even if they did, why? If they don't sue, the practical effect isn't to protect their relative. The practical effect is to go and protect Allstate Insurance Company, this ridiculously mega $1 billion. I mean, there's something like an $87 billion corporation. I had to look it up once because I had a client who thought that he could bully an insurance company. And I said, look, you do realize the scale of wealth here, that, like, your insurance company is small. It's only got something to the tune of, like, $17 billion or something. Vast astronomical sum.
The story of David and Goliath comes to
exactly.
Mind.
And, like, you know, insurance companies are Goliaths. And, like, to me, like, you took a bet with them, and then the idea that they shouldn't pay because, you know, you're going to have to go and write your relative's name on the suit papers. Like, it's not personal. Well, it's about compensating someone, and, you know.
You know, I deal with family members all the time wanting blood from family members. You know, whether it is they're going 10 rounds over Aunt Jenny's, you know, knickknacks from Walmart, or if it's, you know, some other, like, maybe custody over the kids or whatever. But when it comes to, like, you know, a family member getting injured inside of another family member's house, you know, they're like, there's no real, you know, they don't think that the family members overtly tried to harm them, so they feel like it's maybe, you know, bad social form to go bring a lawsuit against them. But hey, they fell down the steps, you know, Fluffy took a hunk out of them, whatever it is, and, you know, they got to go there.
And I think it's not that it's the big bad insurance company that doesn't want to pay the claim. I think if you have the right coverage in place, and you have the proper coverage in place. And
it shouldn't matter.
They're going to pay. It's where there's discrepancies.
Well, there's going to be a no-fault med pay that's mandatory on policies precisely so people get paid without having to go file the liability suits.
All right, hold that thought, gentlemen. We have a commercial break coming up right now.
Hi, this is Bruce Elliott for Window Nation. Spring into action today for huge Window Nation savings. Get two free windows for every two you buy for as many as you need. No limit and 0% financing for 18 months. It's time to start thinking home improvements. You want to clean up this spring? These half-price savings from Window Nation are how you do it. It's an incredible limited-time event. Window Nation offers over 1,500 custom window and door style combinations, Energy Star products, and windows designed and engineered to tame our wild weather conditions. And with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it just doesn't get any better. Well, actually, with this offer, it does. Buy two windows, get two free. There is no limit, plus 0% financing for 18 months. This limited-time event will not be around long. Call Window Nation now, 866-90-NATION, or visit them online at windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION, or online at windownation.com. Tell them that Bruce sent you. Buy two, get two free. 0% financing for 18 months.
If you're currently thinking about buying a home or refinancing your mortgage, it is very important to choose a solid, reputable title company to handle your real estate closing. And one of the best around is Summit Title Company. Summit Title has handled thousands of real estate closings in Maryland since 1985. And they are committed to the highest level of service at competitive fees. They're owned and managed by experienced real estate attorneys who work with a dedicated, professional staff to ensure smooth quality service for each transaction. Summit Title is located in the heart of Towson, but their settlement officers travel to any location in Maryland that is convenient for closing. So if you or someone you know is buying a home or refinancing a mortgage, you should contact Summit Title Company. Their phone number is 410-583-5353, or you can find them online at summittitlecompany.net.
Synergy Realty Company, LLC, is a boutique real estate brokerage built to serve you. Thinking about selling your home? Sellers just mentioned this ad to list your home for sale with a 1.5% listing fee, which includes a home staging consultation and professional photography. Call 443-776-1846. We also have buyers covered. If you know a first-time home buyer, have them call 443-776-1846 to sign up for a free home buyer seminar that could save them thousands on closing costs, home inspections, and warranties. Are you a real estate investor? Maximize your portfolio by calling 443-776-1846 to schedule a free consultation. Or visit Synergy Realty Company online at synergyrealtyexperts.com or call them 443-776-1846.
Shopping for insurance can be time-consuming. That's why when it comes to your auto, home, and life insurance needs, make things simple and trust the experts at Allstate. They'll help you get the coverage that fits your needs while helping you bundle your life, home, and auto policies. Bundling saves you money, so you can enjoy the things that matter most. Contact Baltimore Allstate agent John Koch for a free personalized insurance proposal. Allstate, are you in good hands? Life insurance offered by Allstate Life Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois, and Lincoln Benefit Life Company, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Irish tenor Emmett Cahill appearing live Sunday, April 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, 8501 Lock Raven Boulevard. His concert will include selections from his number one world music album, along with Broadway, movie hits, folk, and sacred hymns. General admission tickets are $30, but there are a limited number of meet and greet tickets for $50. For tickets, 410-668-7935, 668-7935, Irish tenor Emmett Cahill, April 22nd, 4 p.m. at the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Well, welcome back. We're in our final segment here of Wall Talk. Now, this week we've been going through a lot of the different nightmares that are involved with real estate and real estate transactions. We kind of, you know, share some of our personal horror stories, but at the end of the day, it seems that you want to make sure you just get the right professionals in place when you're both buying a home, when you're preparing a home, or when you're insuring a home. And I think that will do a lot to avoid most of these headaches. So, you know, when you're going through it, make sure you have a good home inspector. Make sure you have a good agent to go through that home and make sure you're doing the purchase correctly. And
a good contractor.
Yeah, a good contractor. Make sure they're licensed and they pull permits and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the, when you're getting the insurance, make sure that you have a conversation. You don't just go online. You go and actually, you know, talk about your needs and, you know, what you're hoping to insure against. And hopefully that insurance agent is good enough to be able to help you figure out some things that you may not have thought about. So that way you can cover your bases going forward. You know, and now we're, you know, we're getting ready to wrap up. So we do want to say thank you to some of our sponsors, and some of those that have helped make this show possible. Zeb's IT is in the background helping out with a lot of the background items to make sure we have a website, as well as SK Creative Solutions, who is doing, you know, the website both for the radio show, my law office, and my real estate brokerage.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have any small business needs, you should check out Zeb's IT and SK Creative Solutions. And I do also want to give a good shout out to Bob Symes. He also, who happens to be the boss of Yosef Cooperman, and also my friend and mentor. He helped get make sure I had my early career in law started, and he's helped me in many ways since. And whenever I need an attorney, I always go to Bob and Yosef. So keep them in mind for any
the
insurance.
Attorney's that, attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
Yosef.
Yeah, and you know, John, did you have anybody you wanted to?
Well, you know, I was going to talk about our spicing up our wardrobes.
Okay.
And, everybody's interested in spicing up their wardrobe, so our sponsor Baldwin Belts at BaldwinBelts.com can make you a specialized needlepoint belt, handmade, one-of-a-kind gifts. They can do it for weddings, graduations, anniversaries. They can do family crest, anything you can imagine. They can put a belt together for you, and they're absolutely beautiful. And they also do dog collars, so you can have a matching belt and a dog collar for your dog.
I don't know why people would want that, but
I guess.
I don't own a dog, so like maybe this is something people do. I'm usually like hiding from dogs.
But I'm going to bring you a puppy.
No, you're not.
I know. You'll probably get that ready to throw everything at me.
They have a whiner dog. Claim. A whiner, W-I-N-E-R, I believe that's what it was. Somebody was into whiner dogs, and they Baldwin Belts had done this. It was a beautiful dog, but it was called a whiner dog. I'd never heard of it before. And so,
hopefully it didn't whine all the time. Right?
Probably, yeah.
So, you know, making the transition. Next week's plan is to bring in a guest attorney to talk with us about family law. We're going to basically do an overview of the different headaches involved when it comes time to sue a family member, whether it's for custody, divorce, and all the fun, ugly of that. So, you know, we're going to do a primer of that next week. So if you have any questions, you have anybody who wants to listen, please point their radios to us here at 2 o'clock next Sunday.
And Bill, could I throw out, when you mentioned SK Creative Solutions, their phone number, can I throw that out?
Yeah, sure, please.
It's SK Creative Solutions. If your website should be acting like a sales employee on the job 24/7, so if your business is struggling to get new leads from your website, give SK Solutions a call at 410-967-8194. That's 410-967-8194 or skcreativesolutions.com. So,
well, you
thanks.
Know, and we were throwing out numbers for everybody too. So, Spinal Life. You know, the guy that keeps, Dr. Adolf keeps putting my spine back to where it needs to be when I play bumper cars. Give them a call at 410-560-1880. And then Summit Title, who's helped a lot of us here, is 410-583-5353.
Awesome.
You know, any closing remarks on any of the things that we've talked about on, you know, real estate nightmares this week? Everybody's looking at me like, no, Bill, no. Mm-hmm.
Well, next week, if you can call us and tell us your horror stories, we love hearing horror stories because that's what keeps you guys fueled, right?
Right, yeah. Everybody likes to watch the slow-moving train wreck.
No, the miserable part about the litigation business is that every time people show up with, they always show up at a miserable point when they have something gone wrong. You're never there for the happy bits.
They don't call you when things are going well, right?
Well, that's part of the reason I keep my able to keep my sanity is I do real estate, and that's usually happy. So thanks again to everybody listening in, and we hope to see you next week. Check out our website. It's now live, I hope, at www.law-talk.show. Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Hope to see you next week. Thanks a lot.
Good afternoon.
Radio 680 WCBM.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.